This is Bristol, and you are listening to a podcast from the Bristol Confringe reading series.
And hello for the first time for those of us who joined us at 8:30. You missed a very interesting talk about elephants, but I think we'll be putting it's been recorded and we'll be putting that up on the web at some point with the pictures that John showed us as well, so you won't miss it completely. Just a reminder, for those of you that haven't noticed as you walked in, we've got Airship Shape and Bristol Fashion on sale at the back, as well as CDs from Cowder Pavonis, who will be playing later on. So if you fancy either of those, and haven't got them already, dig in. We'd be very happy to sell you one. Okay, so our next item of entertainment is an adaptation of Brass and Bone. The adaptation was done by Deborah Walker, who's another one of our contributors to the anthology, who unfortunately couldn't be here this evening. Brass and Bone was written by Joanne Hall. And the presentation will be featuring Des as Dr. Charles, Mavanwi as Angela Porter, and Kenshin as Howard Porter, a not very nice man. A cad and a bounder with a tie to match. All right, come on, guys.
Death was white and agonising cramps racked her body. Her limbs were so heavy she couldn't lift them. There were voices, but she couldn't hear what they were saying. All was pain, blinding white light, the smell of heated copper in her nostrils, immobility fading once more into darkness.
Tell him I don't want to see him, Doctor.
It's been 6 months, Mrs. Porter, and he is your husband.
My poor love, what have they done to you?
The doctor's gone, Howard. You don't have to pretend to be solicitous anymore.
Is that steam coming from your mouth?
It's only compressed air.
You have claws instead of hands.
Yes, Howard. I have claws for hands, a metal skull plate, and my legs are riveted steel and brass.
My God, you idiot. Why did you jump off the suspension bridge?
Because you gave me a sickness from your Rhodesian whore.
At least you kept most of your face, that's something. When are you coming home?
I'm not coming home.
Oh, don't be a little fool. You can't live in this rest home for the rest of your life.
I want a divorce, Howard.
No, I don't think so. Think of the scandal if I were to divorce a cripple. I've decided to take a diplomatic post, Angela. A divorce would ruin my chances.
A diplomatic post? In Rhodesia?
Of course. Though how the hell am I going to ship you out by Zeppelin? You'll have to go by sea and overland from the Cape if anyone will be willing to carry.
A freak like me?
Yes, a freak like you. What's wrong with you, Angela? Did you hit your head on the way down? That's hitting the flick on the metal skull plate.
I want a divorce, Howard. I'm serious.
And so am I. You're not getting one. Ah, here's the good Dr. Charles. Thank you for saving my wife, Doctor. I want her back home immediately. I'll install a pneumatic lift, anything she needs, no expense spared. And Angela, you'll soon be your old self and packing for Rhodesia before you know it.
Howard, what are you looking for?
You're a novelty, my dear. I wanted to try an automaton, but you're smooth as a doll and just as useless.
I wouldn't allow it, even if I was a whole woman.
You wouldn't allow it?
Go back to your mollies, Howard. Leave me alone.
You've changed, Angela, and not for the better.
I rose from the dead. Who knows what else I can do? You should be careful, Howard.
Good morning, my dear. I have good news. I got my diplomatic papers yesterday. Travellers booked a Zeppelin seat for me and passage on the Great Western for you. We leave for Rhodesia in 3 days. Let's take a walk to say goodbye to Clifton.
I'm not sure.
Oh, come, my dear. You'll miss Bristol once you're gone. To make a fresh start in our new life, we need to say goodbye. Stop staring at her. My wife is not a freak show.
Howard, do be quiet. Your shouting is attracting more attention.
Why don't you all come out and have a look? I'll charge a penny a time to tap the metal plate in my wife's head. What, no takers?
Please, Howard.
Oh, let's walk to the suspension bridge, Angela. It won't be so crowded there.
The bridge? Howard, I don't think I can.
Well, that's where I'm going. I can leave you here to play the circus sideshow, or you can come with me.
Can't we get a steam cab?
Can you climb up into one without a hoist?
You know I can't.
Come on, we're supposed to be having a pleasant walk in the sunshine. Don't ruin it. Ah, that's better. There's no one around. So this is where you decided to take your life.
Howard, I just want to go home.
Well, I'm just wondering what kind of idiot can't even kill themselves properly, Angela. And people will mock you every day of your life, just like they did today.
You're cruel, Howard.
Angela, you've got nothing left to live for. This isn't a good life. And a woman who's attempted suicide once might very well do it again, even though her devoted husband tried to save her.
You're going to kill me?
No, Angela, do try to pay attention. You're going to kill yourself with this very revolver. At least that's what they'll think. If they find your body, you'll sink like a stone. How desperate you must have been to shoot yourself on the suspension bridge. How desperate I was that I couldn't stop you. Of course, if the police suspect anything, I'll be long gone in Rhodesia and far beyond their jurisdiction.
You've got it all worked out, haven't you, you weasel?
I've been called worse, but never by you, my dear. A bullet to the temple, I think. Goodbye, Angela. You bitch! You bloody automaton bitch! Take your claws off me! What have you done to me? My hand! You've cut off my hand with your claw! Oh, God! Oh, God! There's so much blood!
Keep away from me, Howard. Stay back. We're too near to the edge. Stay back or I'll...
Locked in a struggling tangle of flesh and brass, Angela and Howard plunged towards the bottom of the gorge. She had died once already and come back. Dying a second time was no less painful, but steel and brass does not bend and break like flesh and bone.
Mrs. Porter, are you hurt?
My foot's twisted, my right claw snapped, and Howard's dead?
Yes, he's dead. There's justice in the world after all. But it might be advisable to get you overseas for a time. That won't be a problem, and we'll repair you. We have the technology. Or rather, Muscovy has the technology, and we'll use it.
How did you know where I was?
You have a tracking device in your voice box.
You spied on me?
I had to keep an eye on you. My dear, you represent a great investment for Bristol, maybe for the whole empire. And I didn't trust Howard as far as I could spit a rat. And certain sponsors didn't want you disappearing off to Rhodesia.
Sponsors? Muscovy?
Mrs. Porter?
Angela, please. I think I'd better leave Howard's name behind me, don't you?
Angela, I can't fix you here. There's a ship coming to pick you up. We'll patch you up on board.
A ship? Where are we going?
To Arkhangelsk. It's on the Baltic, in Muscovy. I have contacts in the trading company, and I thought it was appropriate. That's if you're willing.
Steel and brass and rivets, strong and free, and born again.
I think, Dr. Charles, that a trip to Arkhangelsk would be heavenly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This reading took place at the Airship Ball, which we held at the Folk House in Bristol. The ball was in celebration of the launch of the book Airship Shape and Bristol Fashion, an anthology of steampunk stories set in Bristol, published by Wizard's Tower Press with the collaboration of the Bristol Con Foundation.